All right, so the high voltage campaign for the second and final phase of the Gujarat Assembly elections ended at 5 p.m. today. As many as 833 candidates are in the fray across 93 constituencies, which will go to the polls on the 5th of December. Votes will be counted on the 8th of December. Prominent candidates in the second phase include the Chief Minister Bhupinder Patel from Ghatloria. We have the Patidar leader Hardik Patel from Virangram, and the OBC leader Alpesh Thakur from Gandhinagar South. Both Hardik Patel and Thakur now contesting on BJP tickets. Now, the main contenders in the elections are the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, the Congress, and the Arvind Kejriwal-led Aam Aadmi Party. The 93 constituencies where polling will be held on Monday are spread across 14 districts of the North and Central Gujarat. This includes Ahmedabad, Vadodara and Gandhinagar. Now, in the first phase of voting for 89 seats in Saurashtra, Kutch and in South Gujarat, that was held on the 1st of December, with an average turnout of 63%. That's lower than the last time round. And following the disappointing voter turnout in the first phase of the elections in Gujarat, the Election Commission today had to issue a special appeal to voters ahead of the next phase on Monday, urging them to reverse what they've called urban apathy. They've tweeted, Surat, Rajkot, Jamnagar have recorded lower than the state average of voter turnout of 63% in the first phase of the Gujarat elections. The state had seen a 66.75% in the first phase in 2020. So, the EC red flags urban apathy. What does this mean for Gujarat? Let's go across first to Ankit, who joins us now from Gujarat. So, Ankit, this low voter turnout leading even to the EC to urge people to be more enthusiastic. How will that impact this election outcome? And what's the expectation of voters in phase two?
You know, there are two things right now which people and especially the political pundits, the analysts are perplexed about. Number one, of course, the low voter turnout of the first phase, and also this usually monochromatic battle of Gujarat, which is between the BJP and the Congress, suddenly has a more interesting dimension now with the Aam Aadmi Party coming in. And because of that, and many people are calling the Aam Aadmi Party a double-edged sword. In certain places, it is hitting, cutting the votes of the BJP. In certain others, like in Surat, a pocketbook of the BJP, urban constituency, the Aam Aadmi Party seems to be doing well. That's the perception. There, it could damage the Bharatiya Janata Party. But the voting percentage in the urban area, in the rural areas, specifically in the tribal areas, has been high. And the Aam Aadmi Party says that they have also done a lot of work there. So will it hit the Congress as well? That's the question that most people are asking. And at a time when ahead of the second phase, a very unusual appeal has come from the Election Commission of India, specifically targeting the urban areas, because in the second phase, city of Ahmedabad, which has 16 urban seats and in total 23 seats, including rural, this appeal is a very important appeal. And why I'm calling it unusual, because I don't remember Election Commission in between an election putting this kind of appeal from their Twitter handle. And why it is also important is because in the last 2 days, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has done back-to-back road shows in fact, Ahmedabad. This is where the Bharatiya Janata Party would possibly want to make up for whatever perceptional loss that they've had in the first phase. Let me very quickly tell you, I'm right now at the Atal Bridge. This is one of the iconic, in fact, landmark as far as Ahmedabad is concerned, and quite a popular joint in the evening when people come here, just to stroll here and cross this walkway across this bridge. So what we'll try and do ahead of the second phase and how crucial voting is going to be, we'll try and get you some voices, try and understand from a few people about what they are thinking, what they are hoping for ahead of the second phase of election. Sir, aap yahi se hain, Ahmedabad se hi hain?
आप अहमदाबाद से ही हैं?
हाँ, अहमदाबाद से
हैं। तो क्या घूमने आए शाम को यहाँ पे?
हाँ, ये बच्चे को लेके घूम के आए हैं,
घुमाने लाए
उसके फेस करने के लिए।
अच्छा, तो अभी ये चुनाव आ रहा है, 5 तारीख सोमवार को चुनाव है, मंडे को।
हाँ,
तो क्या सोचा है आपने उसके बारे में?
वो बीजेपी आएगी,
बीजेपी आएगी,
इतनी सुविधा देती है, आनंद देती है, तो दूसरे कहाँ जाएंगे?
मतलब मुद्दा कुछ नहीं है, सब बढ़िया चल रहा
है? मुद्दा कुछ नहीं है, बिल्कुल
सरकार अच्छा काम कर रही है,
एकदम मोदी जैसा नेता नहीं मिलेगा।
तो मोदी जी के लिए थोड़ी वोट करेंगे आप, तो सीएम साहब के लिए वोट करेंगे ना?
जो भी हो बीजेपी में डालेंगे,
जो भी हो बीजेपी में डालेंगे। यू नो, इन इन द अर्बन पॉकेट्स, एंड दिस इज व्हाई पॉसिबली the BJP would want a higher voter turnout. These are the people, ma'am, aap bhi yahi Ahmedabad se hi hain?
Yes.
To ab 5th ko chunav hai, to kya issues hain logo ke? Kya soch ke vote dalenge aap?
Nahi, Modi ji, vote for Modi ji.
Koi issue nahi hai, bas Modi ji hain.
हाँ बस मोदी जी को ही वोट देना है.
आएंगे तो मोदी जी.
यस.
तो ये आपको लगता है जो थोड़ा वोटिंग परसेंटेज कम रहा फर्स्ट फेज में, सेकंड फेज में बढ़ेगा? शहर में लोग ज्यादा निकलेंगे या नहीं निकलेंगे?
जरूर जरूर, क्यों नहीं बढ़ेंगे,
निकलेंगे
निकलेंगे.
क्योंकि लोगों को डर है कहीं ना कहीं अगर शहरों में कम वोट नहीं होगी तो बीजेपी के लिए प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगी.
वो होता है समस्या, लेकिन ऐसी कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है.
नहीं होगी
ऐसी कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है
बीजेपी के लिए. प्रॉब्लम
कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है. बट इफ आई शो यू दिस अटल ब्रिज, दिस इज showcased as one of the key jewels of the Gujarat model that Prime Minister had in fact sold when he became the Prime Minister, as the Chief Minister, one of his achievements. And this is something that the BJP in the urban areas talks about, how Gujarat has changed, and hoping that this continues, this entire thing continues, these kind of things continue for them, and that's what people vote on. Because when you travel out of Ahmedabad, there will be a lot of rural areas where they'll say the development for them, and we did some stories as well, is just about the roads in Ahmedabad. It has not trickled down to the workers, the farmers and the other poor people. Sir, yahi se hain aap Ahmedabad se?
Nahi,
kahan se hain sir?
Delhi se.
It's a coincidence that most people that I'm meeting today are from Delhi. Kaisa laga aapko Ahmedabad?
Acha laga.
Badhiya laga?
Haan.
Chaliye sir, thank you. Are you from Gujarat? Your roots are in Gujarat?
Yes, yes. My roots
are Gujarati.
Yes, I am pure Gujarati.
Pure Gujarati.
And I'm Indian.
And you're an Indian. And do you live in Ahmedabad?
No, we live in Rajkot.
In Rajkot?
Yeah, we came here to visit this city.
Okay, and do you still vote? Do you have a vote in Gujarat? Or
we don't have voting rights in Gujarat.
Yeah.
However, the work which has been done by the current government, I think I'm really impressed. The way the things have been organized, the kind of development they've made here in India, it's unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah. Good progress. We can see the progress.
That's the formula they have used. Change the government, change the current MLAs, don't give ticket to Mr. Rupani, did not get ticket, other senior leaders did not get ticket, and then to gloss over everything, put Prime Minister Narendra Modi's face. That's what the whole strategy of the BJP has been. Of course, the election management and the juggernaut that has been created, the kind of resources that they have, it's very visible in the kind of roadshows that the BJP has done. But overall, it's very, very visible that the whole attempt right now is to make sure that people come out and vote. They are forced to come out and vote in the urban pockets, because that is going to be very, very important for the BJP, no matter what margin or number of seats or what the result eventually is. And while the Congress says that they are on a low-key campaign, this phase and specifically the cities, though I must say that Congress traditionally is very, very strong, even the second phase in the North Gujarat areas as well. But can they dent the BJP in the urban pockets has always been the question. And with the entry of the Aam Aadmi Party, it becomes more intriguing, as the Aam Aadmi Party is also seen as an urban pocket favorite party across, in fact, the spectrum. So very, very interesting election. And on 5th of December, when people come out and vote, there would be hope that the voting is much, much more than it was in the first phase.
All right. Thanks so much for that, Ankit. So the question tonight on Left, Right and Centre, the EC red flags, urban apathy. What does this mean for the Gujarat election? Bhaskar Ghosh, leader of the BJP, joining us. Priyanka Kakkar, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. Arshpreet Kadiyal, spokesperson of the Congress. And Shivam Vij, columnist. Thank you all for joining us. Mr. Ghosh, first to you. All that huge blitzkrieg we saw from the BJP, bringing in chief ministers from all other states, the home minister, everybody there. Prime Minister Modi conducting a whirlwind campaign on the first and the second back-to-back shows, all of that. Yet, no enthusiasm. The EC is now worried and saying, please come out and vote. What's happening?
Sir, let me tell you one thing. You have seen the one, shown the half-empty glasses, but let me see the half-filled glasses. If it's the vote percentage in the urban area...
So I'm not showing anything. The EC is saying, the EC has issued a statement today saying,
statutory...
please vote.
This is a statutory responsibility of EC to invite more and more people in the vote. EC doesn't go on the comparison.
They went but on if I go on a comparison, if I go on a comparison, in the first phase.
If I go on a comparison, the tribal vote in the area of Narmada and the Tapi is gone up to 78.24 and 76.91%. So this is not, and maybe the overall percentage is reduced to a couple of less percentage. But I don't feel, I don't think that there is enough reason to apprehend that this is something troublesome for the BJP. We have no trouble, and we will be winning 135 plus, as it has been always anticipated by the BJP workers and the leaders over there.
Okay.
Second, my second part is that in the Gujarat elections, if you see the last 2017 election also, there are initial, the first phase was slightly less, and the second phase has really taken over, and overall percentage was good. I think this time this will happen.
Okay. But I just want to clarify for our viewers what the EC has said in this statement. It says EC appeals to voters of Gujarat to come out in large numbers during the second phase to compensate for low voting in the first phase. All right, Priyanka Kakkar, I want to just, on the other hand, if you had high voter turnout, that could possibly be good news for the AAP. It could mean the alarm bells are ringing. It's a vote for change. What, according to you, does this voter apathy or urban apathy mean? Because it's not a good sign for the AAP either. Because if you want to change, you should have, you shouldn't be in a position where the EC is urging people to come out and vote.
Sarah, good evening to everyone. I heard the BJP spokesperson, Sarah, and the areas he mentioned were previously Congress bastions. And now, since Congress completely abandoned Gujarat, I mean, the fear is this, these votes will to the Aam Aadmi Party, therefore apprehension, I would think. Secondly, Sarah, when it comes to the Gujarat polls, yesterday, 2 days ago, which went to poll, we are in a very comfortable place in the first phase itself. We will score above 50 seats, definitely. And why I say this, Sarah, is because immediately after the Surat went to polls, Saurashtra region went to polls, there was IT raid on 30 trade associations as a warning signal to the second phase. This happened. Then what happened? Congress has been doing the prachar for BJP that please vote for the BJP if you don't want to vote for the Congress, but don't vote for the AAP. What has the BJP been doing? It is making appeals through the Prime Minister and the Honorable Home Minister to revive Congress, that we are only fighting the Congress. So these are clear indications that we are in a very comfortable position. And
wouldn't you be happier if you had more enthusiasm for people to come to vote? Priyanka Kakkar?
Of course. I think more and more people should come to vote, because this is the one chance we get in 5 years to register our dissent or acceptance
okay.
of the government.
All right.
So it is Arshmeet very important.
Kadiyal, according to a CSDS survey, the anger over price rise, lack of jobs, all of that persists since, despite the intensive campaigning by Prime Minister Modi, the Home Minister, even the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Adityanath. But in the middle of this, the Congress missing, you feel like you could have perhaps tapped some of that?
Thank you very much for the question. First of all, see, I'd like to congratulate the people of Gujarat. Now that the Bharatiya Janata Party's 27 years of misrule is going to come to an end, it's a big, big, good news for the people of Gujarat. Number two, why is the voter turnout so low? You know, the Bharatiya Janata Party has failed on everything, basically everything that exists. They have failed on education, they have failed on employment, they have failed on Medicare, they have failed on, women empowerment, they have failed on law and order, basically everything. So people are so disappointed, you know, and disgruntled that they did not even feel like voting, because the Bharatiya Janata Party is, you know, it begets another disappointment at another level. Number two, you know, there is massive anti-incumbency against the Bharatiya Janata Party. Everybody knows that. Even the ex-Bharatiya Janata Party's minister knew it, who jumped ship at the last moment. Because BJP hasn't done 7 things in 27 years. 27 long years, mind you. And number three, you know, the Bharatiya Janata Party is very well aware of this. And that's why they had to put in so much of efforts and work into their campaigns, into the rallies. I think 10% uska they would have taken out for, you know, welfare, for development. They wouldn't have had to do so much and worry so much.
All
and
right.
Number five,
Shivam Ved,
the Bharatiya Janata, last thing. The Bharatiya Janata Party's campaign 99% of the time was about the Congress Party, not the Aam Aadmi Party, for two reasons. One, kaam kuch hai nahi, so obviously they can't talk of work. So Congress Party, because they're afraid of the Congress Party, is not something that I am saying. The Prime Minister
right.
said himself. Congress party has a silent campaign going on. They're working at the ground level. There is massive undercurrent. Now,
So, Shivam Vij, if this is true, the Congress spokesperson there says that there's huge, massive anti-incumbency, but in the end, it could actually, the BJP could still win, or at least still win substantial seats because the split in these anti-government votes or these anti-incumbency votes would then just get split between the Congress and the AAP?
Well, firstly, I think we overread in voter turnout data in every election to try and understand what the voter is doing. It can go either way as far as voter turnout is concerned. Low voter turnout could be anything. High voter turnout could mean anything. Having said that, usually we see that when people want to change the government, there's a high voter turnout.
Yeah.
When people are angry, when people want to change the government, let's go out and vote them out. The high voter turnout. Last election, 2017, the BJP was facing a number of issues. Both sides were charged up. The BJP voters were like, we have to save the BJP. And the anti-BJP voters were like, okay, this time let's do Congress. So there's a high voter turnout. This time, everybody tells you, if you so much as fly over Gujarat, you will hear people say it's a boring election. And it's a boring election because everybody says the BJP is coming back anyway. Even a terrible performance by Aam Aadmi Party will ensure such a split of opposition votes that the BJP will win a lot of seats this election, right? So if BJP is coming back anyway, why should we go and vote? And this demoralizes both sides. The BJP voter says BJP is winning anyway, why should I go and stand in a queue? And the opposition voter says the BJP is winning anyway, why should I go and stand in a queue? That sort of thing. And I think what this tells you is that our politics is totally devoid of issues. If you look at US, recently, the midterms, the voter turnout was good. Youth voters came out because they wanted to vote about Roe versus Wade, right? They wanted to say women's right to abortion and so on. In India, we don't discuss enough issues beyond the freebies. And we don't make the elections issue-centric. It's all personality and ideology-centric.
Not just are there no issues, you don't even seem to hear of the chief minister. Like, nobody knows. I'm not sure if the ground knows who the chief minister is. They're all voting in the name of the prime minister. But let's talk about that.
Manifestos. We need to discuss election manifestos. They should come out much in advance. You know, let's make our politics real.
Give them a chance to even ask them. The media should be asking them what their manifesto is. Pascal Ghosh, respond to the point raised both by the Congress and we have a political analyst, Shivam Vij, talking about the lack of any issues. There's little talk of the Gujarat development model, the plank with which the BJP started the campaign. The PM inaugurated a series of infrastructure projects, all of that. But basically, this whole election is about Gujarati pride. Asmita, etc.
Yeah, first of all, let me answer the first question what my Congress spokesperson has mentioned. You know that 10 Congress MLA have been defected to BJP. Hardik Patel to Alpesh Thakur. Why they have come, they have left Congress. Because they do not find any reason to be in the Congress, because Congress for last 27 years has done nothing for Gujarat. Nothing for Gujarat. And today they are trying to say that it's a very mundane or it's a very dull kind of election. Why not? This 66%, the majority of them are very happy with the present government. Again, we run not on one person, we run on the issue. And the issue of the government is very, very clean and clear. So, these voters
is
our voters which will make us win.
What is the issue, sir, that's clean and clear?
The development of Gujarat is a model for rest of the world, rest of India. Whenever in any corner of India we talk about the development model, it is Gujarat. See, even in the before the election, Prime Minister has really inaugurated 4 major projects in Gujarat. See, 27 years, this is the first time, apart from the left front in West Bengal, this is the first time 27 years any party is ruling in a single state of Gujarat, which is a very, very developed state. So, it is, ruling in any other state of India, and Gujarat is a different ballgame altogether.
Okay.
Secondly,
all right.
What I want to say, Aam Aadmi Party, let me answer Aam Aadmi Party. Aam Aadmi Party is nowhere in the scene. They do not have any chief ministerial candidate. Whom they will project as chief ministerial candidate? They have no candidates.
Just quickly ask.
They have no infrastructure.
Priyanka Kakkar, okay, let me get Priyanka Kakkar in.
In Delhi and Punjab, people are seeing in the name of freebies.
Let me get Priyanka Kakkar in. Priyanka, just as nobody seems to know the Gujarat chief minister in this campaign, it's all about Prime Minister Modi. It's all about Arvind Kejriwal, isn't it?
No, Paranji, I'll tell you what has happened. See, he was talking about people defecting from Congress to BJP, but he did not inform you that 19 of his own previous legislators left the party and contesting as independent again.
That could happen because if they are not given tickets, then they could contest on their own merits.
I did not interrupt, sir.
Speak.
I have a right to oppose.
That's what I'm doing.
In the party who have an issue this time. Yes, you can respond after I'm done, sir. I can also name a few other leaders that you took, you know, Jesubhai Bhil, the person you suspended six months ago, and you've taken him back in the party, and people are pretty upset about it because he...
That is a party's internal matter. You have also suspended your lot of people and then you have taken out.
Everything is... I am telling you the internal matters that are affecting your party, sir. One thing. Secondly, sir, you came on the plank of bahut hui mehngai ki baar, ab ki maar Modi sarkar. I'm reminding you of 2014 ka plank. But what has happened, sir? Inflation is the highest under your rule. Unemployment, joblessness is the highest under your rule. And these are the two primary issues in Gujarat. You don't want to discuss them. People want to discuss them. Aam Aadmi Party has been constantly raising them, including the 22 paper leaks. You don't want to discuss them. Therefore, you don't let us folks.
All right. Clearly going down to the wire because we just had a press conference of the BJP MP, the Union Minister Anurag Thakur, that has accused the Aam Aadmi Party and the Delhi Chief Minister of robbing the Workers' Welfare Board, where crores of rupees of labourers' wages were deposited. He said fake addresses and mobile numbers were used to make fake payments. I'm actually not even sure right now if this has to do with Delhi or does this have to do with Gujarat. But let me just listen in. Let's listen into the minister's comments on corruption.
Kejriwal ji ne diya Delhi ko Lalu model. Chara ghotala to aapne dekha hoga. वहाँ जानवरों का चारा भी खा गए, हक खा गए और वर्षों तक वो चारा घोटाला कई पीढ़ियों तक सबने देखा। घोटाले पे घोटाला और जिन्हें ठगों को ठगने का काम भी किया हो, जो तिहाड़ में भी ठगने से नहीं हटते, ऐसों ने मजदूरों को भी नहीं छोड़ा है।
Clearly, this is really going down to the wire. And even though the Prime Minister keeps, addressing the Congress and attacking the Congress on its rallies, the target seems to be the AAP.
May I?
Aam Aadmi Party.
Shivam?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I think...
Shivam Vij.
No, I think the MCD elections tomorrow are very important for the BJP because in 2017, the Aam Aadmi Party had just lost Punjab. The elections were happening just after that election. And the Aam Aadmi Party did not have a campaign, did not have a plan. They did very badly. They were demoralized. This time it's different. They have won Punjab. They are ready for the kill. They want to go national. Kejriwal is dreaming of becoming prime minister. And the Aam Aadmi Party is giving the BJP a nightmare in Delhi. They may not make much of a dent in Gujarat, or they may, I don't know. But in Delhi, I think the BJP is seriously worried about the MCD elections. Never before have the municipal election in Delhi looked that important politically. And yet at the same time, Sarah, I can assure you the voter turnout tomorrow will again be very low because people don't come out for municipal elections as easily as they do for state assembly elections. We've seen this in the past. Urban apathy, which is the real topic of this debate, but the politicians don't talk about it, is a very serious issue. In rural areas, people come out to vote, but in urban areas, people seem to be reluctant to go and stand in the queues. Their lives just don't seem to be that dependent on the state as they are in rural areas. And I think the election commissioner flagged this issue. This is something we need to talk about, think about. This is not a BJP, Congress, AAP issue. This is a democracy issue.
All right. Bhaskar Ghosh, last word to you then. Even though the attempt was that the AAP's attention would be divided between Delhi and Gujarat, it hasn't worked. In Delhi, at least, AAP is supposed to steamroll over the BJP.
AAP is completely exposed as a scam tainted party. They have left nowhere without the scam, be it liquor, be it education, be it DTC bus purchase, be it deprivation of the labor right. So Aam Aadmi Party is not for Aam Aadmi. It is for a selected group of people. Amit Arora have been arrested and he has given a witness.
Mr. Kadiyal, quick 30 seconds to you.
See, both Aam Aadmi Party and the Bharatiya Janata Party with regards to Delhi have polluted the political circles. The AAP has done that to the Assembly. The Bharatiya Janata Party has done that to the MCD. How? You know, the Aam Aadmi Party one says ki Bharatiya Janata Party does not give us any funds. That's why Assembly mein koi development nahi hoti. Aam Aadmi Party says that for the Bharatiya Janata Party. And the Bharatiya Janata Party says that for the Aam Aadmi Party ki MCD ki development nahi hoti because Aam Aadmi Party koi funds nahi dena chahti. So number two, with regards to Gujarat, I won't say much about the Aam Aadmi Party. They're not in the picture. They are irrelevant and they are only smoke without fire. People of Gujarat are very smart. They see what has happened to Punjab. That's been done by the Aam Aadmi Party. Whatever, you know, AAP touches gets destroyed. The law and order of Punjab people has been destroyed. No promise has been delivered.
All right, thank
and,
you all.
And the Bharatiya Janata Party with regards
all
to the
all right,
same
best
candidate.
Of luck to the everybody. Let, you know, all of these claims that have been made to the media, hopefully you'll all be able to stand by them. The outcome of this election will at least determine who gets the right to be the main challenger to the BJP in 2024 and to Prime Minister Modi in 2024, or and if there's a coalition to be built against him, who is going to lead that coalition. So crucial elections in Delhi, in Gujarat. Thank you all for joining us.